Thank you so much, Sean Poppe, the head coach at Clemson University in his second year, for joining us on Nothing But Net. Coach Poppe, it's great to see you, man.
Always good to see you, Debbie. Appreciate the invite and can't wait to talk a little hoops.
Yeah, let's go. Now let's break it down a little bit. Like, you know, you played a challenging schedule. You played an early conference game. You matched up against South Carolina. I mean, how's it going so far? You feel like you're on schedule?
You know, you're always going to look back and wish you had something back. I think we've had a couple opportunities. You know, we really have. But, you know, this group has been tested. I like the fact that we've hit some adversity early on. And, you know, what that feels like, what it looks like. We get a chance to adjust before you hit the heart of the ACC schedule. And the good news is we don't have any bad losses. You know, we're all four quad one losses, and we've had a chance to learn from it. And we get a finals week right now as we head into a big ACC game next weekend before we finish out this non-conference slate.
I mean, it's a lot of excitement right now. I know you're in finals week, so I know your kids are probably studying. And Clemson is like one of the most popular schools in the entire country now. It's harder to get in every year. It's more challenging. Enrollment continues to go up. The infrastructure around the university continues to grow. How exciting is that when you think about, like, people just think about ball screen offense and pick and roll defense, but you got to know the whole picture of what Clemson is, right?
Well, you know, for me, I've always watched Clemson from afar, being during my time here in the upstate of South Carolina, coaching Furman and USC Upstate, went to Limestone. So you always watched it out of the corner of your eye, and you're like, man, that place is special, but you didn't have any idea why. And then, you know, when Graham comes calling a year and a half ago, and you hear all the other stuff. And what I mean the other stuff is, you think about all the way at the top, Jim Clements and what he stands for, what he believes in, and he wants to be the best at everything we have. And yes, and for me, that means women's hoops, but it starts with academics. It starts with our campus and all of the things that matter, especially in women's hoops, to drop their daughter off. And so when I got to be a part of that, you realize that is why we think it's special. Now you're in the middle of it. I think it's allowed us to get a jump start in recruiting because, yes, we have the resources and there's an excitement inside of our program, but it's the totality of Clemson and what we stand for and the direction we are moving.
So when you, because you've been in the ACC before and you assess the league, I think you guys play a little differently than other teams, right? And while you're building, it seems like it's important that you do play a little differently. When I say that, what do you think I mean by that, or how would you define it?
Yeah, I do think that's the case. I feel like that was us at Virginia Tech when we were getting it going as well. And for me, different is just, you know, this game has come so far, but there's a lot of just, it's a lot of one-on-one basketball, and pick and roll is important, but it's for us making it play a little bit more European until you get to a ball screen, right? Of trying to space the floor. Everyone has a chance to touch it. Maybe even some smoking mirrors in there to get some movement before you get to a ball screen. All while, you know, for us, we're going to shoot a lot of threes and play from outside in a different version, right? You still got to get paint touches, and that means throwing it to the post every once in a while. But, you know, I think for us is really trying to utilize everybody on the court rather than just watch one person come down and straight into dribble drive. And there's a lot of teams that are successful doing that. But for us, we may not have the best player in the ACC, but can we collectively make you guard all of us, which then puts some pressure on some defenses. Then on the flip side, right, playing to your strengths of, we're not going to be the biggest or the most athletic until you start to continue to recruit. So how do you have success? Well, it takes, you know, team pack line and keeping the ball in front and being a really good rebounding team.
Yeah. When you don't have the biggest, fastest, strongest, you can certainly have the intangibles that can make your team very successful. What are some of those intangibles for you at Clemson right now with where your roster is and the level that you're competing at?
Yeah, well, I think that first and foremost, you can't take it as a negative. You know, I think sometimes when, right, you know, you go, man, mano-a-mano in a roster sheet and you're like, why in the world do we expect to win this game? Like, there's got to be some inner confidence and chip on your shoulder that collectively we can beat the names across that roster, right? We used to always say, like, they may have 10 McDonald's All-Americans and we got zero, but we're still going to win. And, you know, that is the case in a handful in a lot of these games. And so you got to get the right kids to believe that, have a chip on your shoulder and a belief. And part of that is the kids we brought in, and you got to have a toughness to yourself because again, you can't look across and see that they're 6'3", 6'4", 6'2", you know, all the way across the board. And I'm sitting here going, we're going to out-rebound them, you know, and they're looking at me like, no. Like, so you have to have some belief and some trust in a system that we can collectively, the power of all of us. I think that's what this locker room has. I think that that's something we preach every single day, that Clemson women's basketball is striving to win, not just Mia Moore or whoever that individual is. And it's going to take all of us. And I think that that's back to our talk a little bit ago that, you know, we have seen these games that the South Carolinas and the Louisville, and we haven't quite got over the hump, but we have seen that for stretches of 30 minutes in these games that we're just as good as. And so some self-inflicting things that we get to handle that now rather than be 10-0 at the moment and not have any strength to our schedule and not know who we really are when you hit the hardest of ACC. So now I feel like we have an identity. We know there's a belief in there. We just got to get over the hump.
I think putting your team in those positions to be able to realize that is eventually going to help when it all clicks, because it's going to all come together and all of a sudden it's going to be like, see, I told you we could do that. Like, you mentioned Mia Moore. I want to talk about her a little bit because she does have elite level athleticism and speed, and she is and has the ability to get by anybody at any time with her explosiveness, excuse me. Tell us a little bit about her game and, you know, how you incorporate her into helping make everyone else better by setting up your threes.
Yeah, she's one of the difference makers we have, in the sense of you mentioned she's an elite athlete. And what we've tried to help her with is don't just be an elite athlete. You know, I think that sometimes she's gotten herself in trouble by just being so much faster than everybody. And it's like you got to have a feel and a pace to yourself. It's been fun to watch her grow through that with us, and to watch her confidence grow, you know, being elite and being one of the best players on the court at this level. You know, for us is, again, it's kind of some of that smoke and mirrors. How do you run people around to get her into some double gaps and then put shooters out in front of her where you got to decide, are you going to help or are you going to not? And so it's been fun to watch, you know, her growth, but also it gives us, you know, I call it a chess piece, right? It gives us a chess piece to move around instead of a checker piece, because she is an elite athlete.
One of the things that is a part of your storyline all year is this incredible recruiting class that you're bringing in next year. I mean, I can't imagine there'll be a broadcast where people don't put your recruiting class on a graphic and show everyone what you've been able to do. I don't know how much you are or not allowed to talk about that, but just in general, you know, how you were able to sell Clemson and to get this great class come in, and how much the expectations are going to change immediately.
Yeah. Well, good news is the signing day is over, so I can talk about them as much as we want now. You know, we got the job here again. I knew this place could be elite. It's going to take some time, as all recruiting does. And I'm not very patient, so I don't like the process to wait. I want to do it now. But I say all that to say is we knew 26 would be very, very important to us as we had a year and a half's time to recruit a class. And, you know, in anything that goes really well, you got to have strategy and sometimes you got to have luck. And for us, I think both of those played a part. I am a big believer as I've gone through this now. I'm thinking in year 18, times have changed. You know, in 2025, how high school kids are getting recruited is different than it was 3 or 4 years ago even. And what I mean by that is they're still getting recruited, but not the old school way where for me to beat out, it don't even matter who, like, you better think outside the box and you're going to have to have so much time invested in them. That is still the case, but not as much as it used to, as it's turned right to be a little bit more transactional than it has been relational. And I still am a believer that you can find the right ones where relational is still at the forefront and the top of their list, while transactional is somewhere in there. It has to be. But if we're chasing just transactional, we're not in a position here at Clemson that we knew we could go get a class like that. But if you mix the two and get the right ones, that we could do something special. Well, the luck piece is if you watch the timeline of that, you know, we get Mia Green to commit last January. And well, how? Well, Mia Green's from right outside of Chattanooga, where we had just come from. We had built a relationship with her and her family since day one of the Chattanooga days. All while our best player in year two at Chattanooga, Jada Gwynn, is trained by Mia Green's father. So you watch the experience that she has with us and what she did for us. So we get that commit. But that then follows with Kamora Fields comes another month and a half later. Well, another one. She's 20 minutes from Chattanooga, right? So like that relational piece meant something. Yeah. And those were some of our first phone calls when we got this job. And I say that they're unbelievable people. They fit Clemson. And then their stock continues to rise because they continue to get better. That's who they are. Well, that allowed us to then go put all of our focus on two or three more. Instead of trying to recruit 100, we literally went in like four or five. And it was like, hey, let's go try to hit a home run. And now let's go Julia Scott up in New York. Like it's luck, right? Like
that's big time, someone... Poppy. I mean, yeah. That's big time when yeah. You can trim your recruiting list down to that many and you can pinpoint and dial right. In.
And then keep it old school, right? Like we're going in once a week into just outside of New York City to see Julia Scott. Well, it's amazing. You get up there. Well, guess what? Julia Scott neighbor, Clemson alum. Across the street, Clemson Clemson alum. The four houses connected to her are all Clemson folks. Like yeah. You just like you can't make it up in the time and the luck. I don't know luck of it, but like there's a connection to Clemson. And then she's a Clemson kind of kid. She's very relational. Again, you think now then that puts a lot of attention into Trinity Jones. And she's one of the few that wanted to go kind of make her mark somewhere different than most McDonald's All-Americans or top 10 kids. And, you know, it's just wild. Like I'm from Illinois originally, not where Trinity's from, but come to find out, like my great aunt was a teacher of Trinity way back in the day. And so it's been wild to see how the connectivity points have been. For allow us to put a class like that. So that's some of the luck, but also we found the right ones that fit Clemson.
You have used the word fit and special a couple of times. And, you know, full transparency, people that know me know that my son Frankie is on campus, already a graduate of the Clemson Life Program. This is his eighth year living in the Clemson community when you count school and where he lives since he graduated, working in the community. He's a big fan of Poppy. I mean, I know he texts you once in a while because you gave him your number. If you give him your number, yeah. He's going to text you. What are some of the conversations around the Clemson Life Program, Poppy, that you've had with some of the guys that either are managers or work with your team or like Frankie that are hanging out, that love hoops and love coming to the games?
Yeah, well, obviously, it's always held a special place in my heart, Debbie, as you remember our days in Virginia Tech with Liz Kitley and Raven and you know, there's some history in my family, and to have a program like Clemson Life here, again, I wasn't overly familiar until I got here. But then I think of like the opportunities if some in my family would have had a Clemson Life, what would have, could have, should have type thing. And so as that's pulled on my heartstrings to try to get involved and be a part of it, you could say us touching their lives, but it's the other way around for me. Right. I get so much joy of walking into practice and here comes Ross running around the corner, making sure my day's going well. Right. Frankie texting me like, can I get a ticket to the game and to watch his joy when, you know, he gets to dance this summer for his birthday, you know, like that brings so much to me. And I know for my kids too. Right. Like some may think like, are you like, is that no, it's not distracting that Ross is cheering in the middle of practice. Like he has so much joy and hopefully we've touched a little piece of his life. And I say him and Frankie and so many of the Clemson Life members and folks that get a chance to be a part of this. You know, truth be told, we're working on a 2027 trip, foreign trip with we're coexisting with Clemson Life. We're going to do a joint trip in 2027. I think it'll be an unbelievable experience for our program, for Clemson Life, and hopefully one that we can bring, you know, some attention to nationally. That it's really a special connection we have here, and I couldn't be more proud to be a part of it.
My wheels are turning. I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to get in on that trip because I represent two sides there. I got to work on President Clements, Erica Walters, who runs the Clemson Life Program, and probably Graham. But I'm going to work on it. My wheels are already clicking on that.
We can work on it. And that Nike check, too, will help. It's so wild, the connections. And, you know, we're getting Nike involved. And it's going to be a really, really cool trip. That's awesome. Special trip for all of us.
I can't wait to learn more about it and to watch your success this season. And keep plugging away, Poppy. I mean, you're killing it out there. You're killing it on the recruiting trail. You've got a great team of wonderful young women that really want to compete and win. And I've had your team a couple of times already, so I know how much better you're getting each time you step out on the floor. I want to thank you for spending some time with us.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us. We're just chipping one day at a time, trying to do it the right way. And I think you do that long enough, then you'll get where you deserve and belong. So we're coming. All right, Clemson is coming. I appreciate all the love and support you give us.
Sean Poppe, the head coach at Clemson. Thanks for being with us on Nothing But Net.